everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. This is an interesting chicken or the egg question, isn't it? You want to show your expertise, but you also don't want to educate the prospect out of the sale. Well, to help you decide what to give away and what to get paid for, here are my two benchmarks. First, I give away diagnosis and destination. The former is my perspective on what the prospect needs to change. I'll use myself as an example. When I look at someone's website, I can tell if they stand out or not. So I'll tell a prospect what I see right and what I see wrong. This helps them focus on what they need to fix. I will also give away what I call the destination. I'll say something like, here's how the market sees you and why they believe that. So if we are to work together, we need to change that perception to blah, blah, blah. That last part, where to go, helps set the benchmark that the prospect will use to judge their other options. This also helps them understand why they can't do this themselves. Now what I keep? The solution and the implementation. Folks got to pay me for that. So I won't say, here's how the market sees you and here's my idea to change that perception. First off, I don't have enough information to make that call. Second, you just gave your ideas on spec. If the client doesn't think that solution will work, they assume that you're not the best option. Another thing I won't give away, help to implement a solution they already have. Now, some folks will ask me, what can I do with your recommendation? That's a legit question, and I'll use examples from my clients to answer that. But I won't help implement because that invites the client to handle the problem in-house. And if I thought they could do that, I'd recommend that path up front. So yeah, this is a key strategic decision here. If you are clear about what you give away and what you don't, you are in better control of the conversation. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.